And his dad, Peter's dad, owned a fleet of fishing vessels. And Peter probably thought that one day, he'd end up running the family business, take the boats over from his dad, and be a fisherman in his boat. Did that happen? No. What happened? Somebody came along, and that somebody was Jesus, and he said, what did he say to Peter? Follow me. And Peter left his boats and followed Jesus. You see, when Jesus has a plan for your life, he will come looking for you. Just as he did to the acted so well, just as he came out walking on the water to the disciples, walking on the water so that they could see him and not be afraid, Jesus went looking for them. And once Jesus had revealed himself to the disciples, Peter knew that Jesus could save them, didn't he? He said, if you really are Jesus, they say come, and I know I'll be able to come. So he obviously had faith, didn't he? He knew that Jesus could save him. So once they recognized him, Peter then stepped out of the boat and walked on the water. But as Jesus comes looking for you, he not only comes looking for you, he will also tell you who you are in him. Shortly after the events in the boat, there's something else that happened. And you'll all know the story. It's when Jesus asked Peter a question. Who do you say I am? Remember that? Who do you say I am? And Peter's response was, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So Peter knew him for who he was. He'd accepted him, he believed in him, and he recognized Jesus. But what's interesting in that story is that Jesus went on to say who Peter was. So Peter recognized Jesus, step number one, but then Jesus recognized Peter. And this is from the Message version. I like the Message because it fills it out a bit. But let's read this together. Shall we read it together? Actually, that'd be a good thing. So from Matthew 16, verses 17 and 18. Jesus came back. God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get the answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are. You are Peter, a rock. Wow. Jesus recognizing Peter and Peter's role and Peter's value and Peter's job to do. You are Peter, a rock. Jesus had a purpose, Jesus had a destiny for Peter. It wasn't just this, oh, lay back now and I'm happy. And he had something for him to do as he followed him and as he recognized who he was. In the same way, Jesus has a destiny, he has a purpose for you. And for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for me, for all of us, Jesus has a purpose and a destiny just as he had for Peter. I am who you say I am, we say to Jesus. So he asked that question. So who am I?
I am who you say I am.
What have you got for me to do? Just as Peter was the rock, what is my destiny and purpose in your kingdom? It's a valid question and one we should be asking and listening to the answer from Jesus. Is he asking you to step out of the boat this morning into something that you maybe have been a bit frightened to do? Maybe Jesus is asking you to do something, and you know he is, because it's your destiny and your purpose and your role, and he wants you to step out of that boat, keeping your eyes fixed on him, and walk to him and do the things that he has called you to do. What has he got for you to do? Will it be to hand out the bulletins on a Sunday morning? Will it be to go to Gloucester City Mission and help the homeless? Will it be to give away money in help of the needy? Will it be to lead others to Christ as an evangelist? Will it be just to be an encourager and get alongside people and say that Jesus loves them? Because he's put his own fingerprint on you. And if you don't do what he's called you to do, if Peter hadn't done being a rock, then the church wouldn't have been here. It's as we obey him and as we do what he's called us to do that his kingdom comes and his will is done. When you discover who Jesus is and what he has done for you, you discover who you are and what he has called you to do for him. See Jesus first, keep your eyes fixed on him. Jesus gave up everything for you, everything, and for me. And he asked me that same question: are you prepared to give up? Are you prepared to leave your fishing boats? Are you prepared to do what I've called you to do in love of God and in love of others? See, all those people in the quiz earlier on, Melody was explaining a little bit in the questions the things they did. And you know the stories, they're well known. And God, how God really used them in amazing ways. But they're all different, weren't they? They all had a different call and a different life story, but equally as valuable. Peter was no more valuable than you. Now that just blows my mind, I don't know about you, that God says, value-wise, we're all the same. He just wants us to be obedient to what he's calling us to. So what do you need to do so God can use you? Who do you need to be? And first of all, it is fixing your eyes on Jesus, believing that he is the Christ, acknowledging that, walking after him, saying that you will follow him. But also there's another thing, which God looks on the inside, not the outside. So God isn't looking for a degree in religious studies. He may be, for some of you, but generally he isn't. God's not looking for to be 21 and above. Whenever God calls you, and in whatever circumstance, and whatever time of your life, God will use you from that moment. And that's the wonder and beauty of it, that he gives each that same value. It's not about your looks. Remember on David, wasn't it? What did he say to David? We had it in our memory verse, didn't we? Can you remember the memory verse? God doesn't look on the outside as men do they? He doesn't look at the outward appearance, but he looks at what's in here. And that's all that matters to him. Not how clever you are, not how big you are, not how beautiful you are, not how old you are, what's in here. And he knows this morning. God can use you if your heart is right with him. See, it's very exciting, maybe, to walk on the water, to step out and do things. But we can only do it when we keep our eyes on him and trust in him and believe in him. The word is to have faith, isn't it? What happened when Peter took his eyes off Jesus? He started sinking and drowning. And the storm could be like the circumstances in life, the peer pressure from your friends, the fact you've got to earn money and be that certain person. It could just be other things, family stuff going on in your life. It could be all kinds of things that bring storms into our lives. But if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, fixed on him, trusting in him, you can keep on walking on the water, serving him, following him, even in the midst of the storm. Because when Jesus got into the boat, the storm calmed. And Jesus can calm those storms of our lives so that we can worship him and follow him. Let Jesus tell you who you really are this morning. Your value, the things he has for you to do. Let him tell you by his Spirit and what he has for you to do. We're going to finish now with a song, Oceans, and Jonathan's going to come and lead us in this. And as we sing this song, let's just each one of us allow time for Jesus to reveal to us those things he has for us, who we are in him, but equally what he's calling us to. This song is all about walking on the water. You'll see the words when they come up. And one of the verses in it says, Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Trust and faith. Where my trust is without borders, let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. And take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. And my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Saviour. Let Jesus tell you who you really are this morning and what he has for you today. Amen.